this is Donovan Gandy, and I thank you so much for tuning in today to Renew by Down to Earth Ministries. We have new episodes coming every Monday, so please avail yourself of all the different ways to listen. Please take your Bible with me and go to Lamentations chapter number 3. Lamentations chapter number 3 and verse number 22. The Bible says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him." I want to take a couple moments and just talk a little bit about the will of God. As a teenager growing up in church and also in Bible college as a young adult, I realized that my peers around me would often talk about what location they were going to go when they graduated, what they were going to do. Young men and ladies said they were going to this state, going to this college, getting that kind of job. Some young men were called into the ministry stating that they were going to be in a local church serving. Some people said they were starting one. Some people endeavored to become foreign missionaries. Yes, this could be the will of God for you. It could be a will of God for you to serve in this place and be in that location at that certain time. However, though, what if plans change and God goes a different route than what we thought our plans were? I want to encourage you, and the will of God is a very important thing to seek and to live your life, to strive, to try to reach. However, it's not a goal or location to reach. The will of God is not a place. It is a person. That person is Jesus Christ. And I'm reading these verses in Lamentations. "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not." Sometimes we make the Christian life all about our plans, all about our ideas, our convictions, and all these different kind of things. But God can shake up our plans just like that. He can shake up your plans. And I read here and it says they are new every morning. This is talking about the mercies of God, his compassions failing not. It's new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. It doesn't say great is my faithfulness. It doesn't mean that Donovan Gandy, his faithfulness is all that matters. Yes, we should be faithful. Yes, we should have goals and desires to be in this location and do these kind of things. And we talk about these things. "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him." It's all about him. The will of God is not necessarily just a place. God can change a place. God can change a location. However, the will of God is a relationship with a person. And that person is Jesus Christ and him alone. I think about whenever I was in school, and my senior year was approaching, I struggled with where I wanted to go. However, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to preach the word. I wanted to get married. I wanted a God to open door for me to be in a certain church. But following the Lord is a day-by-day decision. We have to seek his direction. And just my limited experience, God has moved me to different locations a number of times. We must not get so lost in the idea of a place that we forget the personal relationship with Jesus Christ that we ought to be building. The will of God is not a destination. Listener, it is a continual day-by-day journey to enjoy and to grow in. Don't focus so much on the place that you feel called to, but focus more greatly on the one who called you. Our relationship with our Heavenly Father ought to be paramount in comparison to arrive into any location, ministry, job, wherever your desire is. I was almost taught that if I didn't know that place, if I didn't know that location, I was not right with God. God will guide. He will provide. Sometimes he will shake your plans up to the core and break them up because we are on a quest for that arrival in that location rather than our day-by-day relationship with him. I want to encourage you today, you do not have to have it all figured out in this very moment that you're listening. However, God does not change. Your location may change, But God will not change your calling. He will not change those kind of things. Locations and circumstances might, but God will not. So don't give up. God's mercies are new every morning. God is faithful. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't lose sight of that. God desires fellowship with you, a personal, deep relationship with you. Praise God, I fail daily, but God never fails. He doesn't make mistakes. We must desire to see God's will each and every day. And we got to strive to follow after His leading day by day. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope it was encouragement to you as you listen, wherever you may be. God bless.